We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call The Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Ye, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up. Get out of bed and listen to The Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, USA.
All right, Angela Yee is out. Charlamagne, we're still having technical difficulties. Good morning. Hopefully you guys are doing good. It is Friday. Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here. It's a long weekend, 4th of July weekend. Hopefully you guys are doing something nice for the weekend. I am out in New Orleans for Essence Festival. Now, if you've never been to Essence Festival, you need to come. I mean, when I say a big celebration of Black excellence, Black love, Black entrepreneurship, everything Black is just amazing. As soon as you step on that plane and you land in New Orleans, it just feels good. So many people. And now they are, before it was skewed a lot older. It was, I would say, maybe 40 and older. But now they're skewing 20, I would say 21 and up. And when I say it just feels good to be in New Orleans this week, and it feels great. I just landed yesterday, and as soon as I got off the plane, it was just so much love. Envy, how you doing? How's your family? How are you doing? Is everything all right with you? Can I get a hug? I mean, I love Essence Musical and Music Festival. So I'm out here doing some stuff with Shea Moisture and then doing a couple of parties. So I'm excited about that. Now, today on the show, Effion Crockett will be joining us. You know, he's a comedian. He's going to be at Caroline's in New York City all weekend long. So if you haven't got your tickets, definitely get your tickets. We'll be talking to him about everything he's working on. And, you know, he does some amazing impersonations from Nas to Jay-Z to a host of others. So we'll be kicking it with him in a little bit. And then I got to remind you guys, I got about, what, 6 days, 7 days left until my Atlanta car show. And I'm super duper excited about this car show. You know, every market we do something different. And we do these car shows because I feel like a lot of times we don't have things to do as a family, right? There's things to do if you're old, if you're an adult. There's things that kids can do. But what can you do as a family? Unless you like going to the fairs and things like that. So this is that. It's a safe environment. It's cars, celebrity cars, cars from 50 Cent, Killer Mike, Bun B, Jeezy, 50, Rick Ross, Little Baby, 2 Chainz, Carlos Miller. But then there's also rides. So there's rides for the kids, jumpies for the kids, kids can game. So it's pretty dope because your kids get to meet kids as well. Like my kids will be there. So if you have an 8-year-old or 9-year-old, your kids will be playing with my kids, gaming and jumping, learning how to jump rope. There's so many different things. And for Atlanta, we're actually building a roller skating rink in the venue. So if you think about the movie ATL, where it was about a skating, so, or if you remember as a kid, you used to go roller skating, it's going to be set up like that, where the roller skating rink, we're going to be setting up the cars around the rink. So it's almost like you're pulling up to the rink. So it'll be all types of different cars. So I'm super duper excited about that. And that is next Saturday in Atlanta. If you haven't got your tickets, link in my bio. I can't wait to see you guys. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news. There's a lot of basketball rumors, man. A lot of stuff going on in sports that we'll get to next. Hopefully, we'll get Charlamagne on the line, and we'll start rocking, all right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, that was Cardi B, Hot-ish, by the way, featuring Kanye and Lil Durk. We're going to be playing that every hour on the hour. And you know who else released a new record? The City Girls featuring Usher. We're going to get that on as well. But in front page news, let's start off with sports. So much going on in sports. All right, so Kevin Durant requests a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. He says the top teams that he would love to go to is Phoenix and Miami. So now, allegedly, Kyrie and Kevin Durant said they want to play together. They just don't want to play in Brooklyn. So they're saying the Lakers are preparing a deal to possibly move them to L.A. Now, the Joker became the highest paid player in league history. He agreed to the largest deal, a 5-year, $270 million. So total value of 6 years is $303 million. That's like $53 million per year. Amazing. The Phoenix Suns are re-signed Devin Booker. He's agreed to a 4-year, $224 million. The New York Knicks picked up Jalen Brunson. They also have his father, who went to Temple. His father's going to be an assistant coach. He signed a 4-year, $104 million deal. Ja Morant, he signed a rookie max extension with the Grizzlies. So he's going to re-sign a 5-year, $193 million deal. There's a lot of money in the NBA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, you can hear me?
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm finally connected.
You are connected, brother. I was telling everybody about the deals. Carl Anthony Towns signed a $224 million deal. Bradley Beal stayed with the Wizards, $251 million. P.J. Tucker, I tell you, signed with the 76ers. Andre Drummond went to the Bulls. Kemba Walker, he left the Knicks, went to the Detroit Pistons. And James Harden has a meeting with the 76ers to reconstruct his contract. But let me go back to the first one. Durant requests a trade from the Brooklyn Nets.
I mean, let me ask you a question, because we've been working, we've been together almost 13 years.
We've been together. You said it, not me, but go ahead.
Listen, that deal got announced, I think, June 30th of 2019. I sat in that studio. What did I say?
What you said?
I said, there's no way that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant will that situation will work. Because I said that I don't think either one of them have the emotional intelligence to make it work.
Right.
Has it worked?
No.
Okay, just want to throw that out there.
But now they're saying that they said they want to play together, but not in Brooklyn. So the rumor is the Lakers are preparing.
I didn't see that as of last night.
No, that's what they're saying. ESPN said the Lakers are allegedly preparing a Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant trade package.
What do the Lakers have to offer for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving? The Lakers have nothing.
They're saying the package would likely include Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook.
I don't think they want that. I don't think the Brooklyn Nets want that, because the Brooklyn Nets playing with house money. The Brooklyn Nets don't have to make no moves if they don't want to. The Correct. Key word is Kevin Durant is requesting a trade.
Right,
I don't have to trade you. Right. If I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I'm trying to get the best possible deal. I'm not doing anything to make you happy. I'm doing what I need to do for the best interest of my franchise. That's Correct. It.
But they said they wanted Devin Booker, but Devin Booker just re-signed with the Phoenix Suns, and I don't think Phoenix Suns would get rid of Devin Booker, somebody that got him their first ring in years.
Well, they didn't get a ring. They went to the
finals. Didn't get a ring. Your first finals in years?
Yeah, and I don't understand that trade either. I'm like, why would they give up? Like, I saw something last night. They said they'd give up Devin Booker. I think it was DeAndre Ayton and somebody else in a bunch of picks. And I'm like, why would they do that? Like, who would Kevin Durant play with? Chris Paul in Phoenix? That would make no sense.
Make no sense. All right. Well, that is your front page
Them
news.
Brothers getting money to all of them. Drop one of these bombs. But, I mean, did you hear them numbers you were saying?
I did. You see, the Joker is the most paid player ever. $270 million max contract. He's going to be making $53 million a year.
That's why, like, I was happy when Shaq said the other day that there's some honesty to what Kevin Durant was saying when he was saying that a lot of older players are jealous of the younger players and all their money, the money they make. It'd be kind of hard not to. Like, we act like jealousy and envy aren't natural emotions. They're not emotions that you should lean into, but they do creep up in you sometime. And it would be very hard if you was an all-star, Hall of Fame caliber player that came up in
Michael
the 80s
Jordan.
And 90s. Oh, my God.
He had the NBA on his back, and he was making, what, $19, $20 million a year? And then you look at the Joker, his contract with everything is going to be worth $60 million a year?
Yeah, I think Jordan's last 2 years in the league, he made his most money. I think it was like $30 million. But if you were one of those guys, if you were a Shaquille O'Neal or Allen Iverson, one of those all-star Hall of Fame players in the 90s, and you looking at them now, you'd be like, damn, you know how much I could have made?
Yeah, but I will say this, too. The influence was totally different. You think if Joker put out a sneaker right now, people would buy it? No. You think some of these individuals that get these big contracts put out sneakers? No.
Nah, you're right.
They didn't have the culture, like, you know, and the influence like your Jordans or like your Shaqs or like your Iversons, you know?
You know, it's crazy, though. We say that, but even back then, a lot of them didn't have that influence either. It was still only a select handful of people that had that kind of influence.
Yeah, stars. Like the stars. Yeah, like, you know, Barkley stars. Did. Barkley had his own kicks that people bought. Kobe did.
Scottie Pippen for a second.
I mean, Magic Johnson was with Converse. AI. Nobody was messing with Converse
nobody
back then.
Nobody was going to Converse.
Nah, nobody was going to Converse.
Not our generation.
Nah, he made a mistake with that.
I wear some Chuck Taylors, but I ain't wearing the Magic Johnson Converse. I didn't wear the Converse.
All right. Now, that is your front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up, Envy?
Trav, what up, Trav?
What's up, Star?
Peace, sis. How you, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm just calling to let y'all know, y'all better go stream my girl Cardi B new song, Hot-ish, and the City Girls new song, Good Love, because the girls is out here dropping hits.
Yeah, I haven't heard Cardi B joint. We just played it, and then we're going to get Good Love on in a minute.
Make sure y'all my girls, JT and Young Miami. And y'all going to leave Young Miami alone, because I don't know what this new thing is that they always trying to start picking Young Miami apart, but she's still that girl.
I agree.
First of all, I love the City Girls. Okay, yes. don't ever do me like that. I love JT and Young Miami.
I'm not talking about you, Sean. I'm talking about that every single time, like they be trying to hype up JT over Young Miami. Young Miami be doing her thing. See, I'm gonna leave Young Miami alone because she's that girl.
Yeah, right. I think they both complement each other very, 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 very well, and I think that they're better together.
I really love both their styles, but go stream Cardi B, go stream the City Girls, okay? Hot-ish, good love. Bye.
Later. Hello, who's this?
It's Vincent from Brooklyn.
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, I'm pissed off. Kevin Durant had the nerve to ask for a trade after he didn't do they won one playoff series. I'm sorry for cursing. That's my fault right there. But he won one series in 3 years for the Brooklyn Nets. And after all that, I prayed for this guy to come to the Brooklyn Nets, and now he's going to ask for it.
That's what you get for wasting God's time.
God. Okay?
All the things you be praying for, and that's what you're praying for?
But, sir, I will admit this. Let's admit this. What? He came to Brooklyn ready to play, right? You come to Brooklyn. Yeah. Kyrie Irving doesn't play because of his COVID beliefs and everything else. Ben Simmons hasn't played because of mental health. So now you feel like you're there by yourself. Would you want to play for Brooklyn and those teammates?
Ben Simmons, I don't even count Ben Simmons because he came in the middle of last year, toward the end of last year. I don't even count him. But
you don't quit. You play out your contract. You shouldn't have signed. He should have waited then. If that's
but he
the case.
Signed. He thought he was going to be playing with Kyrie Irving.
He don't got that kind of time no more. He's 33 years old, bro. You can't slander Kevin Durant in this situation, because over the last 2 years, he's been the one person in this situation that has showed up. All right, yes, Kyrie Irving has not been there. That's who y'all should be slandering. Kyrie ain't show up. Kevin Durant has been on that court.
Yeah, so you can't be mad at him.
Happy belated birthday, Charlamagne. You are great. You are one dude that I don't know how God put you there for a reason. And you being on this radio has helped me a lot, because I suffer from panic attacks. And you talking about mental health and stuff like that, like, I get crazy panic, like, to the point where I'm shaking. I feel like I'm about to die and stuff like that. Wow. So, man, you talking about... Both. Man, I don't know how to deal with it. Like I've been trying. I've been taking stress tabs, but it's hard to deal with, man.
I don't do no medication, but, you know, I do, I do therapy, but I do meditation. Meditation is very good for me. And now that it's summertime, man, I'm going to tell you something that I love to do. I love to go do grounding, take your shoes off and just walk in the grass, go lean up against a tree, put your forehead against the tree. Like, I'm a tree hugger for real.
He does it naked, too.
I gotta start trying stuff, because it's starting to affect my sleep and stuff, man. For real. This is not...
Now, if you don't know how to do any breathing exercise or any meditation, like, yeah, try grounding, man. Like literally, just take your shoes off, go walk in the grass, like, take your shirt off, lay down on the grass, you know, stomach down on the grass. I mean, I hate to say it like this, but face down, ass up. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. Like
does
for real.
Breathing
I'm
exercises
serious.
Work?
Does what?
Breathing exercises work.
Oh, hell yeah. I do them at work. Like, if I be in the studio and I'm about to have a panic attack for whatever reason, I just go in the other room. And, you know, I say a little prayer. I do my breathing exercises. I chant my mantra. You know, I got my own personal mantra. And, yeah, it does work. It absolutely brings you back to center, 100%. But therapy is really good, too. Have you tried therapy?
No, I want to go to therapy, but it's so hard to find a therapist in New York City.
Damn.
It's really hard. I had the next therapist for me, I have to wait until August 18th.
Yikes.
Wow.
I'm going to get your email, man. I'm going to connect you with somebody from my foundation, the Mental Wealth Alliance, man. I'm going to see if we can get you somebody sooner.
Hold on, okay? No,
yeah, hold on. Please, get your email. You.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast.
Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Phoenix Frost. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest.
I want to get it off my chest. I think a lot of these unsigned rappers are just as good as the known rappers. The only problem is nobody hears their music, so they don't know.
Why are you saying that like that's some type of revelation? We know this.
Well, I'm an unsigned rapper, you know what I mean? And that's one of my problems. Nobody knows where to find my music.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
All right, let's hear something.
No, we don't need to hear nothing.
Yes, we do. Let this 41-year-old lady speak.
She should tell somebody where to find her music, because I got a feeling she's going to say something right now that's going to make us not even want to go look for it.
Nah. Well, I got confidence.
You can Google Phoenix Frost, and all my music will come up. Just Google me.
Where you from?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. Let's hear something. Spit, mama.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know I got bank rolls because I'm making pesos, cash out at expensive stores because I got the near roll. That's really my... I'm talking 10 figures. My pockets keep getting bigger. No time for gold diggers. Big knots, plenty guap. Run up and get popped. I'm trying to make it to the top before I get knocked because all this money draw attention and my being straight whipping on you. Do you hear what I'm spitting?
Okay. Let me ask you a question. What else do you do?
Yeah, well, I also sing.
No, besides.
How do you make money? How do you make money, man?
Yeah, besides singing and rapping.
Besides singing and rapping, I do distribution for artists. I put their music in stores.
Oh, so you just all into the music industry? That's what you.
Nothing else that you do.
Yeah, you put all your chips in the music industry.
Yes.
Oh,
good luck.
Got you. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck. But you know,
keep doing you, boo.
You know, you got to get to a point where you got to pivot. You know, like, you know, sometimes you open up a business and it's not working, so you got to pivot a little bit. You know,
I don't think I think instead of pivot, let's say transition, Envy. I think she should transition and she should start identifying as a UPS worker.
What's Rob? What's OG Rob? That's what we need this morning. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? This Jermaine out of Atlanta.
Happy Friday. Get it off your chest, bro.
Envy, I need my tickets to the show, bro. We almost a week away. What we doing? Trying to be in the building.
Did you get your tickets yet? How many kids you got?
I got two.
What's their ages?
6 years old. I got 2 6-year-old twins, the bomb age twins.
I got your kids. Your kids are in on me. Kids 5 and under are free, but I got your kids, all right?
All right. Well, so we doing a VIP lounge thing?
Now you pushing it. Now you want the VIP. Balmain vodka.
Earlier, you know, to pour up for the VIP for your VIP guests or whatever.
All right, I don't know why y'all want VIP so bad. Just get regular tickets and then identify as a person in the VIP, man. Y'all be complicating things y'all don't got to complicate.
We'll figure it out, and we'll see you this Saturday, bro. Bring the kids out. Again, my car show is this Saturday in Atlanta. Your favorite celebrity cars. There's amusement rides, carnival games, amusement rides for the kids. We teach the kids how to double dutch. And then, of course, we have a roller skating rink put into the car show this year. So we just do it differently this year. So we want to make it like the movie ATL, where all the cars are around the roller skating rink. So you can roller skate. You can look at the cars. Your kids can play the games. It's pretty dope. The car show is this Saturday. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way. Little TJ, he's doing a lot better. We'll give you some updates, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time. What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, now reports are saying Little TJ is making some progress in his recovery. Now, this is after the rapper was shot multiple times. He remains in the hospital, but they're saying things are looking good. Things are going in a great direction. They said he's awake, he's alert, he's even speaking on his own. They says what's most promising is the doctors removed his breathing tube. And they said when he was speaking, his voice sounds just like it did before. They said he got shot in the chest and neck area, so... Salute to that brother and keep sending him healing energy.
Definitely said a little TJ healing energy, man. I'm glad that he's recovering, but I hate that he got shot in the first place, you know?
Absolutely.
But that is just the world that we live in. So, you know, God bless that brother. And I hope he makes the most out of this this new opportunity. You got to look at things like this as a new opportunity, you know? After this, you definitely can't move the same way that you moved. I know I wouldn't.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
I would definitely be submitting my will to God in a real way. And I would just, you know, go out there and do the work on myself to be a better human. Just because. I think you appreciate life more after situations like this happen.
The sad thing is if it was true what they were saying, he was just going to get something to eat. You know what I mean? So Chipotle. He wasn't doing nothing grimy, nothing crazy. He was just going to get something to eat on a late night. You know what I mean? But
Could have been that late because Chipotle don't stay open that late.
You're right. So he probably just thought, hey, I'll just go get a bite to eat. And obviously, you know, things turn left. But, you know, even when you try to do the right things, sometimes it's just ish happens, you know?
Yes, it does. You can avoid every day of our life. We wake up trying to avoid crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, but boy, that crazy will find you.
Yeah.
You may not be bothering nobody, but niggas bother everybody. Remember that.
All right. Well, Ray J, he's day two of his singing lessons. And I guess Ray J is going to be posting this each and every day. I'm enjoying it, but this is day two and we have audio.
Come on, we got to sing it together.
All right.
Like, we can't be both off. I can't be off and you off.
Okay, all right, here we go.
If I had one wish, we would be best friends. Love would never end. It would just begin. If I had
one wish,
you would be my boo. Promise to love you. Trust me, I trust you. If I had
one wish,
we would run away. Making love all day. Have us a baby.
If I had one wish,
make you my whole life, and you be my wife, make it right this. If I had
one. First of all, who is Ray J singing with?
I think it's his dad. Taylor, who is Ray J singing with? I don't know. Taylor ain't in the room, but the Ray J part didn't sound that bad.
I just want to know, why does Ray J keep trying to bring everyone into his mess? Okay, yesterday it was a we with Bobby Valentino. Let's show him we still got it. Today Correct. It's we both can't be off. Ray J, the only person who caught slander for being off was you. Okay? You the only person has to fix whatever you're trying to fix. Stop trying to bring people into your mess, man.
But Ray J didn't sound that bad, though. He didn't sound that bad on his part.
Just now. The funny part about that thing that, like, anybody that talks, I guess, or sings, does that for a living.
Well, they're saying, our producer Taylor saying that he was in a car and that was a random driver he was singing with. But Ray J part didn't sound bad.
By the way, I do that all the time. I do that before shows.
Okay.
Maybe thought I'd be flirting with him, but that's me really warming up my mouth.
Yes,
talk.
You do, because you look at me when you do it. And nice, lastly, WWE signs Logan Paul to a multi-event deal. Now, it was a video of him yesterday in the ring as he was practicing and getting his moves on. So that could be a lot of money for him. So, you know, his brother is scheduled to fight Tommy Fury in August 6th, but now he is in the WWE.
Yeah, if I'm Logan Paul, I'm not signing no contract unless I get my upfront money, because he said that he never got paid from Floyd Mayweather and Mayweather promotion. So, therefore, I'm not doing nothing unless I get upfront money. I'd be traumatized.
Well, Paul, he appeared in WrestleMania 37. I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but everybody seemed to say that he did pretty good. So we'll see what happens with Logan Paul. And that is your rumor report.
Just getting started. We're warming up our mouths, y'all. We got three more hours.
My goodness. All right.
We got anything planned for next hour?
Yes. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about your President Joe Biden. He slams the Supreme Court. And also,
Afion
Crockett will be joining us next hour, right? So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Get going this summer with the best audio entertainment from Audible. Listen to best-selling audiobooks like Me and My Wife's book, Real Life, Real Love, originals and podcasts, as well as motivation, wellness programs, and the latest tech and business ideas, all in one app. Sign up for 30 days free at audible.com/breakfastclub.
That's Cardi B, Hot Ish, featuring Kanye West and Lil Durk. You could stream it right now, pick it up right now, but let's get into some front page news. Now, quickly, if you haven't heard, Kevin Durant requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Now, allegedly, him and Kyrie Irving still want to play together. They just don't want to play for Brooklyn. Is it that bad in Brooklyn? So, rumor has it that they might be going to the Lakers.
I highly disagree that both of them still want to play together. And I don't see how a Lakers trade is going to happen because the Lakers have no assets that the Brooklyn Nets would want. And if I'm the Brooklyn Nets organization, I'm not trying to make Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant happy. The only thing I'm thinking about is getting the best deal for my franchise. So I don't care if I got to ship, you know, Kevin Durant to Utah, Portland, wherever it is. I'm just trying to get the best deal. I'm not doing what he wants me to do. Forget your wish list.
All right. Now, also, the Joker got the biggest contract in NBA history. He signed for a $270 million Supermax contract extension, five-year deal. He'll be making between $53 and $60 million. So it'll start off with $53 million, and it grows each year. So by the time the deal is over, he'll be making $60 million.
Jesus Christ. Well, God bless.
God bless. All right, now, also, Draymond Green, him and Kendrick Perkins have been going back and forth. He called him a coon, and we have audio.
You don't have to act like that, my man. You don't have to go up there. You go from being enforcer to coon. How does that happen?
Hey, Draymond, you good? You mad because I'm doing it my way and it's happened to work? Hey, man, all that disrespect and all that whole shit of calling somebody a coon, man, you got me fucked up. Ain't nothing a coon about me. We all know. You all barking no bite. We know this. The NBA brothers know this. A lot of them that's talking behind you, behind your back with the whispers, they know this. They know you not gonna do nothing. This is proven. We can keep it entertainment. We can keep it ESPN. You can, whatever you want to do. But we ain't doing that coon shit, homeboy.
Let me tell you something. Those are two of my favorite personalities in sports. Kendrick Perkins and Draymond Green. I enjoy both of them and the perspectives that they bring, but I highly disagree with calling black men coons just because you disagree with their opinion. And I highly disagree with those two very professional brothers going back and forth sounding like they want smoke. You know how stupid y'all would look fighting? Cut it
out. Two grown-ass men fighting over basketball.
Two grown men making millions of dollars who have, you know, over exceeded expectations in life, who have beat all odds, and y'all going back and forth, sounding like y'all want to fight each other over an opinion. Cut it out, man. Y'all better than that. Both of y'all, cut it out.
All right. Now, it's taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments, but finally, Ketanji Brown Jackson, a black woman, the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court, she was sworn in yesterday at 12 noon. So congratulations to her.
God bless her. Very historic, you know. Dropping the clues bonds for Ketanji Brown Jackson. As I've been saying from the beginning, it's still a 6-3 conservative majority in the Supreme Court. And if you haven't noticed, the Supreme Court is wreaking havoc on everything right now.
Mm-hmm. Everything. I just wanted to congratulate her. Mm-hmm. And lastly, your president, Joe Biden, he slams the Supreme Court.
Ooh, oh, please.
Are you scared? Are you scared? Are you scared?
Well, here's the audio.
The first and foremost thing we should do is make it clear how outrageous this decision was and how much it impacts not just on women's right to choose, but on privacy generally. I'm going to be talking to the governors as to what actions they think I should be taking as well. I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we require an exception to the filibuster for this action to deal with the Supreme Court decision.
I don't believe any of it. Just a bunch of lip service. I'm serious. Like, you know, like they've been talking about codifying Roe v. Wade, you know, for a long time. Like when President Obama was in office, he actually campaigned on the fact that he was going to codify Roe v. Wade. He met with Planned Parenthood and told him he was going to codify Roe v. Wade. And even when he had, you know, a supermajority for like 4 months, he didn't make any moves to codify Roe v. Wade. And they always talk that talk, but then they say, oh, we don't have the votes. We don't have the votes. So why are you volunteering these lies? Why are you telling the American people that you're going to do things that you know you don't have the votes to do? It's just a bunch of lip service at this point. I really, truly believe it's above us now. I'm not a politician, so I don't know what it is that can be done. I just know that I just think it's above us at this point.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, comedian Afion Crockett will be joining us. He's going to be at Caroline's this weekend, performing all weekend long. Of course, it's 4th of July, so it's a 3-day weekend, and we'll talk about all the other stuff that he has going on. He's a master impersonation. He does a great Hove, a great Nas, and we'll talk to him next, all right? So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
If y'all cracking.
What's happening, though?
What up?
How y'all been, man?
I'm blessed. It's been a long time.
Yeah, a long time since I've been in this seat. Now, I saw you was hosting the Martin reunion, man, on BET Plus.
Yeah.
How was that? Let me tell you something, man. We all grew up on Martin.
Absolutely.
And so for me, it was like Martin is one of my biggest influences. So to be able to sit in that seat and ask all of the questions as a fan, it's still mind-blowing. It hasn't even sunk in that I was on the set.
Did he handpick you? Or like, how did that come about?
Yeah, I got a relationship with Martin. He's my big bro.
Okay.
So we've worked together before. Tisha, Tashina, I got a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they reached out. They was like, yo, Afe, we want you to do it. You're the guy. I was like, say less.
Dope.
Get my mauve suit.
Yeah, see.
Mauve.
It's mauve. Now you do you do pretty much everybody's voices. You make fun of everybody with skits. Has anybody ever stepped to you where it was like, you know what? Maybe I should not be in the same building with that person again.
Just Charlamagne.
Just Charlamagne?
Charlamagne threatened my life one time.
Never. That never happened. Come on.
Nah.
How does that look? Charlamagne threatening my life.
Exactly. Anybody's life. Right. Nobody.
Nobody at all.
The thing about it is when people see me do impressions of them, especially in the hip hop world, mm-hmm. they know that I'm a hip hop head.
Yeah.
So Nas, for example, asked me to do him before. He asked me,
He asked me to do
mercy.
Pause.
Jesus Christ.
Super Bowl. Look,
before you got to it, I was like, wait a second. That didn't come out right. But yeah, he asked me to do an impression of him. Hey, I know y'all ain't laughing because y'all was fingering a
With no pause.
It was nothing but lotion. It was plenty of lubrication. And this was giggling. Envy was like,
you want me to put my finger in there? Wait. I've never done this before.
You see, right? He's trying to act disgusted. Like, you want me to put my finger in there?
I thought it was a cake. I was like, the only thing left to do is to cut this and eat it. With no pause.
So do you ever play gay games with your friends?
Whoa, wait a second. How did we get here? No, I've never done what you guys have done. What's going on, man?
You brought it up.
Look, where's Angela Yee when you need her? I need a female presence in this bitch. I need a vagina in the room.
Yeah, too much masculine energy going on. I think it's masculine.
I think.
It ain't masculine, but it's definitely
a lot of
Now, where would you rank yourself as an impressionist when it comes to like Jay Farrell?
I don't.
Godfrey.
I've gone on record as to say Jay Farrell is impressionist 2.0. Mm-hmm. I don't consider myself an impressionist. That's if you believe that or not.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself an artist who plays the part. I'm an actor.
Mm-hmm.
So the same way you see Denzel play whoever, Hurricane Carter or Malcolm X, he dives into the role
mm-hmm.
and he gives you the details that you need for that character. That's how I am with impressions too.
Okay.
Because I don't just do impressions. But as far as the ranking the impressionists, to me, Jay Farrell and Godfrey are two of the best that I've ever seen.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Easily. So, if I had to rank myself out of them, I mean, Ari Spears too, he's another GOAT with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rank myself. I would put all of them before me.
Jay, he put you up there. Jay said he thinks you one of the best impressionists.
Well, that's very humble of him. Thank you, Jay Farrell. Appreciate that. But no, I think they do way more impressions than me.
Yeah. You
way
do Jay, Nas.
I mean, I do a few. Like, I do the Russell Simmons.
Russell,
Jay, and then the newest one I've been doing over the pandemic was Maya Angelou. Everybody was like, how the f*** do you do Maya Angelou? Because I just do, okay. It just is what it is.
Why Maya Angelou?
I have no idea. Like, literally, I was talking to a couple of my homegirls, and they just randomly mentioned Maya, and I just started doing it one night, and they fell on the ground laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, okay. And if you listen to the way I do the Maya Angelou voice, it's not too far from Jay-Z,
because
mm-hmm. Jay has this thing. Stop, I didn't say the thing yet. Don't laugh yet, Charlamagne. It's kind of in the same register.
Mm-hmm.
So as Jay talks like this, you know, you have to just go right there.
Mm-hmm.
It blends right in to my attention.
Yeah! Hold on, I never thought about that, yo.
It's the same person.
Is it the same? Is it because of the rhyme? Is it, oh, but he don't rhyme when he talk. I wonder why it's like that.
They're both rappers.
They're both poets, yeah.
Maya is the best rapper that ever lived. Whatever you choose to take is whatever you give. Phenomenal woman, am I? Phenomenally, it's me, not Jay-Z.
See, and the laugh just goes right wins.
Now, Hov had to come to you one time and even find it funny or not funny.
No, Hov loves the impression. Like, the first time I met him, I thought I was going to get slapped. I ain't going to lie.
Really?
This was a long time ago in D.C. when Obama first got inaugurated. So Jay did the concert right before. Mm-hmm. And this ain't a flex at all. I happen to run into Charlie Mack. I'm just walking, taking pictures in D.C., mm-hmm. and I see Charlie Mack. Everybody know Charlie.
Absolutely.
And Charlie's standing Mack. Outside the venue backstage. I was like, Charlie, what up? And he's like, hey, what's up, baby? Come on. Yeah. I got you. No, I'm waiting for a few people. But I got you. Come on. So I get backstage with Charlie Mack. It's just me and him.
So you wasn't invited. You just snuck in.
I just snuck in. And I'm just in the back. I'm watching dudes working and And then all of a sudden, a wave of people come down the stairs. And it's Jay and his entourage. They about to go to the stage, right? So I'm sitting on the speaker. The stage is right here. He's coming down the stairs, and they're all about to go to the stage. He sees me and starts walking over to me. You know how in the movies when the camera's coming towards you, but you start to get smaller? That's how I felt. I was like, oh,
here it go.
Here it go. It's going down.
And you by yourself.
I'm dolo.
Jay would never get his hands dirty. Now, Tata might pepper spray.
Tata, if you see Tata, then...
Either way, I thought someone was going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he walks up to me, he extends his hand. He's like, yo, you be doing the Jigga Man. I like that. And he gave it, the third person acknowledgement, you be doing the Jigga Man. I was like, all right, whatever name you choose to use. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that whole night, he just kept walking up to me, making sure I was good. Like, yeah. And then Mary was on stage, Mary J. Blige. And he was like, I bet you can't do that. I bet you can't sing like that. So he was like really cool. He was really cool. And then we did a drop on video and he showed the love and he made me do the laugh in front of him.
Wow.
So nothing but respect, man.
So if you ain't want to do the laugh, you had to do the laugh. He was like, nah, I want to
do the laugh. No. He put his arm around my neck. Envy, I think you know what that means when.
Do the laugh.
Do the laugh.
Do the laugh.
All right, we got more with Afion Crockett. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Afion Crockett.
Now, I was going to ask you, now you're in Carolines this weekend, Friday, Saturday. So when you're on stage now, everything is so sensitive. Do you watch what you say and do you curb your jokes or?
Nah, I don't edit what I say because it comes from a real place to me. Mm-hmm. And it's not coming from a disrespectful place. And when you hear the context of what I'm saying, mm-hmm. people don't get offended by that. I mean, I did have a Karen last year.
I saw that when she stormed the stage on you.
That was a mix of alcohol and entitlement, you know, old school Karen entitlement.
So when she does storm the stage, what do you do? What do you think?
Because first of all, there was no storm. Let's just talk about it, right? Let's get into the nitty gritty of it.
She skipped.
No, she actually crawled. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm on stage and I'm playing to my left side, and I look out my peripheral, and she literally has her hands on the stage like a baby learning to walk. Like she's, and in my mind, we in Jacksonville. Shout out to Duval. We're in Jacksonville, Florida, and the stage is packed, like in front of the stage is packed. And I'm thinking she has to go to the bathroom and she can't get her way around. So the only way for her to get to the bathroom is to come on stage and then walk down the stairs in the front. And then when she stands up, and then she had her hands in the Sally Struthers hands, like she's about to save a little shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's about to plead. I said, oh, she has something she wants to say.
Yeah.
I need to hear this. Now, some people were like, hey, man, she could have killed you. I assessed her vital organs like the Terminator within 2 seconds. Like, I'm a martial artist. I know danger when I'm around it. I don't have to look. You don't have to be in front of me for me to feel the danger, mm-hmm. right? At no point did I feel like my life was threatened. So I don't know, man.
I saw a white thug storm the stage on you, Avion. That's what I saw.
You ain't see that.
I saw a white thug. She's a white thug. She was a white thug who was trying to creep up on you. That's why she was crawling. And she need to be treated as
and
such.
She had a posse with her.
She need to be treated like the thug she is.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think of it and look at it in that way. I stand corrected. That woman was a danger to society.
Yes, she was.
And to my young black life.
That's right.
Even though I'm not that young. But nah, man, I could have easily gave her the Enter the Dragon Bruce Lee slow motion sidekick and had that bitch fly over 18 people.
See, and you can't because you're a black man. So soon as you do that,
the headline would have been different.
That's right.
That's what I knew. I was like, what am I going to do to this woman that's going to be positive for me? Other than, you know, I talked about it for about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So verbally, she caught that ass whooping.
Yeah.
But outside of that, she was wobbling and doing her thing.
Was she upset about?
I was talking about sex, and she was just like, you're offending a lot of people in here. And I asked, I said, all these grown-ass black people in here? I asked them, are y'all offended by me talking about f***ing? And they was like, hell no. Get your white ass off the stage, is what they said.
How you come to a comedy show and you mad because somebody talking about sex?
Clearly, she wasn't getting enough.
What was the context?
Come to Caroline's this weekend, okay. And you'll find out the context of the sex jokes that I be talking about. I'm talking about my d*** going inside the
And the crazy part is they let her sit back in the show after doing that?
No. She got kicked out.
Oh, okay.
They escorted her right out.
Wow.
And I did 20 long minutes on her after that. It was because it was unexpected. Like, mm-hmm. she threw off the flow of the show for everybody. And then it made TMZ and it caught on. And then the next city I went to, another white woman tried it.
What?
Yeah. But my boy Carlos, he was like, bitch. He flew to the front of the stage and was like, nope, we're not even going to acknowledge this.
Now, this before the Will Chris Rock thing?
Yeah, it was before that.
Okay. So
I think it was a clout chase. It was a TMZ moment. She was like, oh, that other white woman got on TMZ.
So let me try
my hand at it. And we didn't even acknowledge it.
Are you concerned about that type of stuff as a comedian now? Because
not
it seems like you see what happened to Dave. Will and Chris, that's like, I hate when people even bring that up because that's a once in a generation
thing.
Yeah,
and I hate when people start saying comedians are under attack. No, the we not. These are all isolated incidents.
Mm-hmm.
Even the guy, I was there when Chappelle got attacked, and that was even an isolated incident. That was somebody who had a personal beef with Dave and and his content and whatever his clout chase moment was. But I'm not concerned.
That's scary, though. You look at the weapon he brought in and the fact that he was able to get on that stage.
No,
like,
no, that's
very scary. You know, because like you said, you could be looking to the left talking to these people and he come behind you.
Right. But again, if I feared that, then I would fear going to the grocery store, going to the mall, going to the airport. Because this is wild in the airports now. I don't know if you've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, man. If it's my time, it's my time. But I don't walk in or live in fear of that.
I didn't know you knew martial arts.
There's a lot you don't know. You guys finger in here. Big rubber.
That is martial arts. That is martial arts.
That is not martial arts.
Yes, it is. Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off.
That is
finger in, finger out.
That is partial arts.
Kill people with these fingers, Avion, okay? Now we were practicing martial arts in that moment.
But yeah, you know, I'm not a master or anything like that, but I know enough to get away.
What belt?
No belt.
Okay. Yeah.
Wing Chun.
I was going to ask, you know, since you grinded, do you respect some of these new comedians that come up and necessarily don't have to grind the same way?
1,000%. I was just talking to Country Wayne the other day and telling him the same thing. Like, we put so much emphasis on the platform that they're using when we all have this access to the same platform.
Mm-hmm.
So just because they're using it and it looks easier and they don't have to grind, that you sound like the old like, man, back in my day, we had to walk 18 miles in snow barefooted. Nah. When I see those guys, it puts me in a mindset of Def Comedy Jam back in the day or Comic View, right? That's the so-called the traditional way of how you grind to be a comedian, right? There was garbage is there too.
True.
And there was greatness in that platform too. So now you have garbage on the internet and you have greatness on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel no kind of way. I feel like, thank God they found a newer way to do it and to reach the audience directly. It cuts out the middleman.
You think because we were born in like the 1900s,
right?
We're looking for something to validate these people. Like instead of just enjoying them and realizing this is the new way, we're waiting for them to get signed to a TV show or a movie.
I think we live in a hater culture.
Mm.
That's what hip hop has become. I've seen it with y'all. I've seen it with anyone who is doing their thing. People want to find something to say to tear you down. Mm-hmm. And that's just our culture. I don't know why the fuck that is. Back in the 70s, it was more peace, love, and you know what I'm saying? And hair grease. And everybody was more like, yeah, brother, yeah, sister. And it was more unity. And something about this hip hop world, man, where we want to throw away everything tomorrow and, oh, you still wearing them slides? Oh, yeah. Man, this is last week, nigga. So we do that with our gems, too.
And by the way, people don't really care because here's the truth to the matter. If all of those people that critique us got the same type of critique every day, that culture wouldn't even exist.
It would.
Because nobody would want that smoke. Nobody would want that for themselves.
And you're right. So the people that sit back and critique everything that we do, right?
Envy, I don't like his beard. His beard is fake. I've heard people saying that.
But it's true. That's true.
That's not true.
I've heard them saying that. And they talking about your transformation of your face.
That's true, too.
He bleaches his skin. That's true.
I never bleached, but I got a good dermatologist.
No vibes cartel?
No vibes cartel. I got a good dermatologist, though.
He bleaches.
No surgery, either. They think I got surgery.
No Sammy surgery, too.
No Sammy Sosa.
And he gets his eyebrows done.
Never got my eyebrows done.
You do get your eyebrows
done. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I've never got my eyebrows done. I would tell y'all.
No, you didn't get not one thread, no pluck, thread.
No that's reconstruction it. Surgery on my eyebrows.
That's why it goes up like this. See?
Now, to be honest, I did get them arched back in the day, but I'll tell you why.
See? The truth always comes out. It always comes out.
I never
touched my eyebrow. Except for one time back in 1979 when I had one incident.
I did. I used to do telemarketing, my two homegirls, Nina and Shamira.
We don't care about the story now. It's the fact that you had it done.
But they gassed me up. They told me Tupac got his eyebrows off.
All right. The fact is you got it done, and you lied about it 2 minutes ago. And now you had to fess up.
You got it done.
So that means every other thing is true.
It's
you have reconstructive surgery.
You got surgery for your
bleach.
Nose. You got bleach.
All that. The bleaching cream is real. It's all real. I forgot what our point was, but.
What was we talking about?
I don't know.
Not a goddamn thing.
All right, we got more with Afion Crockett. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Afion Crockett. Charlamagne?
What do you think about the current state of, like, just comedy? Does stand-up still matter?
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay.
I think comedy's in a great place, actually. Like, we all making money off of it. The bags are nice. It's a lot of us out here getting it and with legitimate fan bases, and comedy is very necessary. You know, I get people all the time coming up to me saying, man, during the pandemic, you saved my life. These are the words that they mm-hmm. use. I'm just doing what I'm doing. I don't think about who I'm affecting or whose life I'm so-called saving. But the fact that they feel that I helped them through whatever dark time they was in, I know what my purpose is. I know that I'm in my purpose. And even though I go through my own dark shit, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I go through my own struggles. And I'm glad you are one of the first advocates of therapy. I've been in therapy for the last 3 years too.
Dope.
So just managing my own, you know, my bags of darkness or my bags of trauma, I'm happy that I can help somebody else through my gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What got you in therapy? What was the reason you decided to go?
A relationship. I was breaking up with this girl, and in the middle of an argument we were having, I saw the spotlight turn around on me. And I was like, wait, I've been here before with several other women. This same type of argument, the same exact energy, it has to be me. And I literally got on the phone with my boy Jay Lee. Jay Lee is an actor, he's a comedian too, but he's one of the first friends that I had that talked about therapy. And so I called him in the midst of that argument. Like, she's packing her, she's doing all that. I said, yo, man, can you refer me to your therapist? I think I need to talk to somebody. Like, I was really in that mindset. So anyway, long story short, I ended up getting a therapist, and I wanted to make sure it was a black therapist because I didn't want to have to explain the black experience to somebody too, on top of other trauma, mm-hmm. right? And yeah, so I started going, and we clicked immediately, and she helped me really navigate my life and to put it on the table. And that's something that I don't mind doing anyway. I like to be transparent with myself, mm-hmm. and I don't like to lie to myself.
You know? I mean, most comedians are very self-aware. That's why y'all are able to be so observational.
Yeah, but a lot of us feel like, especially in this hip-hop culture, a lot of us feel like we still have to be tough and that we got to be cool. And I'm not trying to do that, man.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Some comedians say they don't want to go to therapy and stuff because they don't want to fix that trauma because they feel like that trauma is like the source of a lot of their inspiration, their creativity, their jokes.
Nah, get that out. I don't give a how creative you think is making you. Go to therapy and get that stuff out because there's always a pattern that you're leaving when there's trauma.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pattern that you're living and there's a pattern that you're leaving in the wake of whoever's path that you cross.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get that out.
Did it help you? Cause you know, breaking up, people don't realize that's grieving. You know yeah, what I'm saying? Dude, when you break up with somebody.
Remember?
Oh, for sure.
Dude called the radio yesterday. He was hurt. Him and his girl broke up.
Yeah.
He was grieving.
I'm like, you grieving.
No, it's real. And hell yeah, I grieve.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when you really are in love with somebody and you cannot figure out how to make it work. Mm-hmm. And then you start going back and saying, man, where did I go wrong somewhere? Did I not get to know this person enough to bond with them and to make it real, to make it last? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it's crazy. And, you know, a lot of times we breaking up with one person is hard. And some of us have broken up with five people.
Right.
And that is tough. It's tough to carry. So you got to get therapy for those things. And then realize how the relationship that your parents had affected you.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's where a lot of the trauma lives. So therapy. Go get it.
Word.
And this weekend, you're going to be at Caroline's.
They didn't believe in me.
Friday.
Caroline's dead.
9:45, Saturday at 7, and Saturday at 9:45. You can get your tickets at carolines.com. And we appreciate you for joining us.
New York didn't believe in me. Caroline's dead.
When it's all said and done, how do you think people going to remember Avion Crock?
They're going to remember me as the guy that did it his way. With a good attitude,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't complain. I don't ask people for I just do it my way. I don't mind putting my money where my mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
I finance my own projects. I have the attitude of gratitude, and I don't feel entitled to anything. No one owes me anything. So hopefully, when they remember me, they're like, "Yo, that dude worked his ass off, and he did it with a smile."
All right.
So, last question before we get up out of here, we always ask the Mount Rushmore of comedians. Who do you have?
That's a long list, but for me, I have to talk about who influenced me the most.
Correct.
Okay.
Number one is Eddie Murphy. Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
The Wayans family I count as one because
that's a lot of faces. But
it's a lot of faces on that. But you know, Keenan and Damon and all of them.
So you mean when you say Wayans, you mean just with the show or with stand up, the TV,
everything Wayans. Okay. They don't get talked about enough.
Mm-hmm.
As comedy royalty, right? Writing, producing, performing, stand-up, nepotism,
mm-hmm.
right? In the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't get talked about enough. And
you're kind of unofficial Wayans in a way.
Yeah, I'm Afion Wayans. They adopted me.
in a way.
They definitely adopted me, but rightfully so, And I was able to say this to Keenan when we did Dance Flick. I said, you know, I went to the school of Wayans. I went to your school. I studied everything you did. And he looked at me and said, you did it the right way. You did great. Mm-hmm. You soaked up all the right information, and that's why you're here. But anyway,
Eddie Martin
Wayans is
one more.
George Carlin.
Oh yeah.
I would have said Chris Rock because he's up there too, but he's influenced by Carlin as well. So Absolutely. We got to go to the source. But again, that Mount Rushmore is a long list of people.
I slept on Carlin, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I've always heard the greatness of George Carlin, mm-hmm. but when I saw that doc that's on HBO Max right now,
yeah.
oh my God,
yeah,
I was like, man, there's nobody doing that right now.
Fearlessly.
Yeah.
And he was doing it way back then.
Yep.
So, you know, imagine if he was alive today and doing some of that same material, how it would be received or not received
right.
because of the sensitivities that we're in. But honorable mention to Richard Pryor, like, he's the godfather of it all. I don't think he can even be ranked. And like it or love it, the genius of Cosby as a comedian, mm-hmm. as a comedian, is warranted. He did some brilliant stuff as a businessman, as a comedian. All the other shit I can't vouch for.
Gotcha. We appreciate you for joining us. And how do you pronounce your name, the correct name?
Afion.
He called you Afion.
He called me like Afion just now. But I think that was...
Afion? So, all these years have been Afion?
There's no V in my name, Charlemagne.
I just thought it was pronounced that way.
I can say Charlemagne.
I didn't...
How the you say Charlemagne? There's a G in that motherfucker. How did I know how to say that? I didn't say Charlemagne.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
How did you not hear it? Nigga,
I always thought they were saying Afion this whole time. Wow, you learn something new every day.
Charlemagne, you want to say his name right?
What's my name?
Afion.
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 Oh my goodness,
you
mother
Rocket.
That's what Russell Simmons he says. Afion. It's very. He never said it the correct way. Afion. Afion sounds smarter. It sounds more lucrative. You should say Afion. He calls me Afion all the time. Oh.
This guy's good. He's good.
Appreciate you, Charlotte Magny.
Afion Crockett is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
This is a bop right here, there.
Yes, it is.
It's Beyonce, You Can't Break My Soul. This is a bop.
It is. All right. Well, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Diddy.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
I don't like how you said Diddy's name just now.
I said Diddy.
You sound like your name is Carisha Casey.
All right. Well, Diddy show love to Young Miami for the Go Poppy sign. Now, yesterday he posted the Go Poppy sign, and he said, "This is one of the sweetest things anyone's ever done for me. Thank you, Shorty Wop, Young Miami 305.
I believe Diddy really appreciated that sign because it is those things like that when someone takes time to like craft a sign, you know what I mean? That takes real time and effort. Like you can tell Young Miami put her heart in that sign. You know, when somebody writes you a letter or, you know, like takes the time to actually write inside of a card, make a sign, that means a lot. So I'm sure Diddy appreciated it.
Let me ask you a question now. I made a sign for you. You didn't thank me though.
You know, it's so interesting, man. You know, I love, you know, love. And, you know, I think love is an amazing thing, man. And me being a Cancer, like, I don't know if it's because of a Cancer or because of things that happened to me in my childhood. I realize it's very hard for me to receive love. I was talking to my therapist about that this week. Like, receiving love makes me feel like...
What that got to do with me? How come you ain't thank me, nigga? That's what I'm asking.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you ain't thank me?
So I'm just saying that to say I want to thank, you know, Taylor and Eddie and Red... And, you know, Nick and Angela Yee, you know, Joey that's up there, Brandon, Art. Like, it's a lot of people up there that just, you know, make this show really, really move. So thank you. Thank you to them all.
So you're still not going to thank me?
All thank right. you, God. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, God. Cool. Thank you to my therapist. You
that's
know what
cool.
I mean? Just thank you. Life is beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? It really is. It really is. But salute to... Young Miami for taking the time to make that sign. That's a beautiful thing.
I see how you do things. Now, Travis Scott, all my Travis Scott fans, he's doing a collaboration with Dior. Now, you know the Dior number one, the Dior Jordan 1s sold out quickly. Like, and the prices were like $10,000 up to $20,000. So Travis Scott and Dior are finally launching. They're saying July 13th. So if you're into Travis Scott, into Dior, into that collaboration, look for that July 13th. Also, the Queen.
Hold on. Good to see, you know, things starting to move again for Travis Scott?
Yeah, now Angela Yee reported about a week ago that he purchased a Bugatti Chiron. It was a $5.5 million purchase, and people were upset with that purchase, saying, how can he purchase that with everything that's going on, with what's happening with him in Astroland, which I don't understand. Is he not supposed to shop? Is he not supposed to buy things? Is he not supposed to go out? Is he supposed to stay in the house? Like, I'm confused.
Hey, it was an accident.
Correct.
It's sad that, you know, so many lives were lost, but it was an accident. That man is not a criminal. He was not charged with anything. He's not going to end up in jail. It was an accident. These things happen at concerts from time to time. And honestly, with all of these different festivals and everything else that's going on, where they have all of these large amounts of people in one place, one space at once, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. But, you know, what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to not live his life anymore?
No, I didn't understand why people were upset. But his team did release a statement and said that car was purchased a year ago. But it doesn't matter. He can purchase whatever he wants.
I wish
like
I would
he has that. That's his money. It doesn't matter if that car costs $5.5 million or $20 million. That's his money. He can do whatever he want to do.
You know what it is? We live in an era where people, they don't see these people 24/7, 365. Right. So they see these people in spurts. Right. They see him on the Instagram every now and then, in videos every now and then. They want to see this man like grieving. They want to see him crying all the time. They want to see him like sad, depressed. You don't know what he is when he's not in these pictures that you see every now and then. You don't know what this man's thought process has been since Astroworld. Like, cut it out.
Stop. And also the Queen Bee, lastly, she released something on Instagram that people are believing that is her cover art. Now, it's a picture of her on a horse, and it says Act One Renaissance, July 29th. She says, creating this album allowed me a place to dream and to find escape during a scary time for the world. It allowed me to feel free and adventurous in a time when little else was moving. My intention was to create a safe place, a place without judgment. A place to be free of perfection and overthinking. A place to scream, release, feel freedom. It was a beautiful journey of exploration. I hope you find joy in this music. I hope it inspires you to release the wiggle, ha, and to feel as unique, strong, and sexy as you are. So it looks like Beyonce is coming out July 29th.
Okay, you talk about Beyonce. When you said the Queen Bee, I was born in 1978, so I thought Little Kim when you said
Little
the
Kim.
Queen Bee.
But no. Well, they both Queen Bees, but I was talking Beyonce.
Yes, okay. So what's the date?
All right.
Let me save that date again. What's that date?
July 29th.
I'm going to release my wiggle. I can't wait to release my wiggle.
And lastly, before we get to the donkey of the day, Diddy shows love to Young Miami for the Go Poppy support sign. Now, you can tell that Diddy must really appreciate Young Miami. Diddy said, this is one of the sweetest things anyone's ever done for me. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shorty Wop. Young Miami 305. I just want to reiterate that Diddy loves and shows a lot of love and respect to Young Miami for making that sign, holding that sign up. And I just want to say that was pretty dope.
It's beautiful. You know, like, I mean, there's nothing like handwritten cards from somebody. Like my 6-year-old drew me a birthday card this week.
Why you ain't thank me for mine? I did you a card. I held up a Go Poppy sign for you on your birthday, bro.
Gave me a real card from Target or somewhere, but she wrote a very sweet note in it. And not only was it a sweet note, it was something that I actually put on my vision board because she said that she hoped something happens for me. And I didn't even know she was paying attention to it. And it wasn't just like something that's going to happen in a moment. It's something that could like happen over a lifetime. So it's like, oh, wow. I'm putting
so
that
you
on
didn't
my
see me hold up that Go Poppy sign for you,
man,
on your
God
birthday?
Is so
who else,
good, man.
Who else
God
held
is
up a
so
Go Poppy
good.
Sign for you?
And listen, I know when you a cancer, sometimes see? You know we cry for see? No damn reason. I know see? That it's a very tender time for us cancers. It's cancer season. Cancer is in full moon or something to that effect. So these tears just come so easily, but you gotta let those tears flow. It's okay, okay? Let it flow, cancer. Drop on the clues bombs for all the cancers out there.
I should have did a sign for Diddy. Man. Oh. I should have did a sign for Diddy. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Who you giving your donkey to, man?
Man, 4 after the hour, let's talk penises, okay? What? Have you or somebody you loved ever received an unwanted penis pic in the form of an airdrop? Well, you might be entitled to compensation. We'll talk about it 4 after the hour.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is The Big Lie, an Audible original starring John Hamm.
It's about three filmmakers producing a controversial movie in Hollywood during the 1950s. Start listening with a free 30-day Audible trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Charlamagne, say the game, dunk it, utter shame, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, July 1st goes to a man named Lawrence Martin. I don't know where Lawrence Martin is from, but he was traveling on a Southwest Airlines flight from Detroit to Denver. Oh, good old Southwest. I know the name of that airline sounds like the name of one of Kim and Kanye's kids, but it's not. It is an airline along with Spirit that I refuse to travel. Simply because my experiences with both airlines have not been pleasant. Now, I haven't flown Southwest in a long time, so maybe things have changed. But back in my day, okay, a little over a decade ago, I flew Southwest Airlines once and realized they weren't for me. Okay, simply because I need assigned seating. All right, I don't know who at Southwest Airlines came up with the bright idea of open seating, but I do not recommend. Okay, I don't know if they still do this, but once you get on board, you choose any available seat. No. Okay, it's giving musical chairs, and I don't got time for that. All right, when it comes to flights, humans, us Homo sapiens, need all the organization we can get. Okay, we need direction. Okay, you can't just put us somewhere and say, figure it out. Okay, getting a seat on a Southwest Airlines flight in 2022, I can only imagine, feels on a lot of levels like a Squid Game challenge, all right? You can't just put us on a flight and say every man, woman, and they for themselves, okay? That was my experience. If things have changed, God bless, but Southwest is not my cup of tequila. Now, this guy, Lawrence Martin, decided either A, Southwest Airlines doesn't have enough in-flight entertainment, or B, he doesn't approve of Southwest Airlines snack selection, so he decided to show the plane what they should eat. Okay, because this man, Lawrence Martin, this past Saturday, while traveling on a flight from Detroit to Denver, from D to D, decided to share his D with the plane. What do you mean, Uncle Sharla, he decided to share his D with the plane? You know what I'm talking about. Okay, that D, that diddly, that dangalang, that dankle, that dipstick, that dog bone, that Donkey Kong, depending on the size. This man, Lawrence Martin, airdropped a photo of his penis to every possible device on the plane. You can't make this kind of stuff up, okay? Lawrence Martin sent a picture of him receiving some sloppy toppy, okay, a BJ, fellatio, and it was sent in the middle of the flight to anyone with an Apple device in range, and yes, that included children, two of which were sitting directly behind him. Now, what is the protocol when a penis is airdropped to passengers on a flight? Well, flight attendants were quickly alerted by a woman who received and accepted the airdrop request. First of all, I don't accept anyone's airdrop request if I don't know them. Okay, I don't know why my phone even has that setting to receive everyone's airdrops, but I've definitely been out and received one of those notifications, and I hit deny. If I don't know you, I'm not accepting your damn airdrop, okay? And if you don't know me, why would you be airdropping me something? See, the problem with some of y'all, you spent your whole life. You need to listen to your Uncle Charlotte for a second. Y'all spent your whole life understanding you shouldn't talk to strangers. But now as adults, all you do is practice the bad habit of talking to strangers because of these damn smartphones. No. Stranger danger exists on all these social media platforms and in the form of airdrops, and I don't want no parts, okay? Stranger danger, stranger danger. Now, the woman who first dropped the dime on Lawrence said she was seated near him, okay, saw his iPad had airdrop open, and knew it was him immediately. When confronted by a flight attendant, Lawrence apologized and said he was just having a little fun. First of all, in regards to one's penis, don't ever refer to anything having to do with your penis as a little fun, okay? We over here having big fun, like Vanessa Huxtable and her friends did when they went to go see The Wretched, okay? All the young OGs get that reference immediately. For you kids, season 6, episode 22, Cosby Show, thank me later. Lawrence, your idea of fun is to let your little hairy canary, your little love muscle, your little pink cigar just be airdropped to random people on the plane? Now,
when I was growing up in the 1900s, we had something we called the Black Eyewitness. And the Black Eyewitness was the guy or gal you would see on the news who witnessed said crimes in the hood. And for whatever reason, news stations would always find the Black Eyewitness to detail what they saw. And they were hilarious as hell. Well, in these here 2000s, the White Eyewitness has taken the Black Eyewitness's spot. And they don't have news stations and news crews running up on them. They have White Eyewitnesses with TikToks and Instagrams. And there was a woman on this flight whose name is Daddy Strange 333. And she received Lawrence's pisser in the form of an airdrop, and she discussed it. Let's listen.
So I'm talking to this guy. We're just making friends, whatever. And I say to him, oh, my God, I just got an airdrop. Should I open it? And he was like, no, dumbass. And I was like, oh, no, I'm super curious. And it said from Larry's iPad. And as I'm talking to him, I was like, I shouldn't do this, but I'm so curious. I see that the guy next to him, so across the aisle, has his iPad open with all of his, like, it has, like, airdrop on there. Like, he was selecting airdrop people. And I was like, no way, I think it's this guy. And he was like, no f***ing way. And so I accept it. And there it was. It was a picture of, like, a woman's face giving Larry head and, like, a little bit of pee-pee at the bottom. You know, whatever. And so I was like, what the f***? And I look over and I said, are you Larry? And he said, yes, I am. I was like, did you mean to send me this? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, are you sending it to everybody? And he said, yes, I am. There's a child, like seven-ish maybe, right behind him. And a teenager right behind him, and he knows this. And I was like, Larry, get your shit together, stop. And then he said, oh, I'm sorry. And I switched his screens, and he tries to get something. It says, explicit content not allowed. And I was like, Larry.
Once again, why are y'all accepting airdrops from people y'all don't know? We really have forgotten everything we learned in kindergarten. Two things we need to bring back that we learned in kindergarten. Number one, do unto others as they have done unto you, the golden rule. Okay, please remember the golden rule. And number two, don't talk to strangers. All right, let's get it. Come on. They send you an airdrop. They give you the option to accept the decline. You don't have to open it. But I'm not victim blaming here. I'm just trying to give you some game on how to avoid that in the future. Now, when the plane finally landed, Lawrence was escorted off the plane by the FBI and brought in for questioning. And there's only one question that needs to be asked, and that is why. Well, he already answered it because he wanted to have a little fun. Well, let's see how much fun being registered as a sex offender for the rest of your life is. Let's see if you airdrop that danger registered sex offender sign lives here to random people. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Lawrence Martin the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right, now let's get to it. Mm-hmm. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
All right.
It's Freaky Friday! Why did you now, take a deep breath, Rashawn?
The Freaky Friday question is, as somebody airdropped you.
Huh?
What's the question?
I know what the question is. I want to hear you say it. What is it?
Has somebody airdropped you a picture of their penis?
Now, when I said it was about to be Freaky Friday, you sighed. And the reason you sighed is because you know that we want to ask this question. So I would like to ask you first and foremost, DJ Envy, Rashawn Casey, has someone ever airdropped you a picture of their penis? The floor is yours.
Now, I never told nobody this.
So how do I know? You liar.
I mean, I told you behind the scenes, but yes. Yes, somebody has. It was actually 2 weeks ago.
A friend. You said it was a friend.
No, I did not say it was a friend.
Yes,
I said I was.
You're
no,
a
I did
liar.
Not. I said
yes,
I was flying back from Houston. This was my car show in Houston.
On
so
Southwest.
No, it was not Southwest. It was actually Delta. And it was a lot of my peoples, you know, on the flight. You know, my manager, June, my assistant, Mercedes, my wife. There was so many of us on the plane. My daughter was on the plane. There was so many of us. Now, my iPhone is not my name. It's, you know, it's like, I mean, I can say it.
Say what it is. You said it.
All right.
You know what? No,
is
when,
that,
when we come back.
All right. Huh? I'll tell the story when we come back. But the question is 800-585-1051. Has somebody ever airdropped you a penis pic? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to who?
A man named Lawrence Martin. Lawrence Martin was on a Southwest Airlines flight, and he decided to airdrop a picture of his skin flute, okay, his snossage, his scratcher, his little tagger, his tallywhacker to the whole goddamn plane. Okay? And so the question we're asking this morning is, have you ever received penis pictures in the form of an airdrop? Now, DJ Envy, if you're just joining us, you said you have.
Yes. So about 2 weeks ago when I was coming back from Houston from my car show, it was a flight with all of us on there. It was my manager, my assistant, my daughter's boyfriend, little Sean. It was a lot of us on that plane. So on my iPhone, my tag is Dad's iPhone. Right?
Daddy.
No, it's not Daddy. It's Dad's iPhone. No, it's Dad's iPhone. The reason it's Dad's iPhone, because in the house, you know, if the kids want to send, they know it's Dad's iPhone, but it says Dad's iPhone. So I got, somebody sent me an airdrop. So on the plane, I'm thinking it's one of my family members. I'm thinking maybe somebody sent pictures from, you know, the car show. Or maybe it's my wife. I didn't know. So when I
Now, when you get an airdrop, don't it tell you who it's from? Don't it say such and such is trying to send you an airdrop?
Yes, but I don't know everybody's airdrop because some people don't label their phone. It just says the iPhone is sending you an airdrop.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So you was like, there's nobody else that would possibly be calling me daddy on this plane.
They didn't call me daddy. They just sent me an airdrop.
To daddy's iPhone.
To dad's iPhone. Not daddy. Dad's iPhone.
Okay.
So when I click it, here comes a dude. He was,
Man,
you know,
say what you said.
He was face down, ass up, and his penis was out.
There you go. He was face down, ass up. Huh?
Yeah, because
hold
you
on
can
now. Face down, ass.
It was from
he was
the
like
side.
Bent over?
He was bent over.
Yeah, fat ass?
I didn't look. I erased it immediately.
You definitely looked. Who was the person? Was
I don't
the guy
know.
On the flight?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, the guy, he was clearly on the flight envy.
Well, no, because it was right when we got off the plane. And I didn't want to look around because then he would know that I got it. So I just ignored it.
But don't he and know just, that you opened it?
Yeah, but he don't know who dad iPhone. He didn't know it was me. Now he knows it's me because it's dad's iPhone. But I didn't want to look around.
I don't think that was an accident. He knew exactly who daddy was.
No, he
was.
Did. There's
he
no
knew
he knew.
Exactly who he wanted to sing that wing, who he wanted to send that wing wing to.
It's okay? Dad's. Let's go to the phone.
He wanted you to see that weenie. He wanted you to see that tube steak. That trouser monkey was yours.
Has this happened to you, sir?
Never. Because I don't accept random airdrops from people. There ain't no way in hell. And by the way, that happens when you're out for some reason. I guess my phone is set to anybody can send it to you. And I'll get the airdrops and it say accept the decline. I decline. Oh, if I don't know you, I'm not accepting your damn airdrop. I believe in not talking to strangers. Okay?
Right, let's go to the phone lines. My goodness. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. Hello, who's this?
What's up, DJ Envy? What's up, Uncle Charlotte? This is Courtney from Atlanta.
Courtney from Atlanta. You from Atlanta.
I never received a D-pick in the form of an airdrop. You from Atlanta.
Oh, yes, sir. And it's, you know what's funny, Uncle Charlotte? I received it on the flight, on the Delta flight, actually.
Me too?
Really?
On my way to L.A. Yep, on my way to L.A., I was watching a movie, then I looked up at my phone, and I'm like, oh, wait, what is this? And I said, I pressed this up, and I was like, oh, it's a DP. I was like, who is this from? And then, like, they airdropped me again and was like, I'm in seat, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Can I ask you a question? Yep. What kind of twinkle in your eye were you giving off that he thought he could send you that?
Oh, let's just say that since it's Freaky Friday, let's just say we met up at his hotel after we got off the flight.
Whoa.
And the rest is history.
Oh, so it worked?
It worked out.
Oh, that must have been a nice deep pick. It must not have been ashy at all. Nice size.
Oh no, that was a beautiful. It was like yours.
Okay.
Like a 7 inches, 0.5, whatever.
Seven inches, 3/4, sir.
Yeah. With a little curve to it.
I see. I talk to y'all too much. I got to stop talking to y'all.
I don't want to play no more. Thank you, bro. Have a good weekend,
see,
man.
See, I love our listeners, but me and our listeners too close. See, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to play no more.
I do. I want to play more. I want to hear more.
You want to play more?
Because I need to know, because what I didn't ask that man, I guess I know now because it worked out for him. Why do y'all just randomly accept these picks, these airdrops? Don't open them.
You're right. 800-585-1051. Have you randomly got an airdrop of a DP? And what happened? Let's talk about it.
Oh, you're talking about that stretcher.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what you talk about. Oh, talk about that sex tool. That's what you talk about. Huh? Talk about that ramrod.
585-1051.
That rudder.
Call us
you
up.
Ever had rudder butter?
No, never had rudder butter. I don't even know what rudder butter is. I don't even want to know. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Now, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to who?
Man, this is a man named Lawrence Martin. He was on a Southwest Airlines flight, and he decided to airdrop pictures of his penis to the whole plane. So everybody that was in range, even kids, received this picture of him receiving a little slappy-tappy.
All right. So we're asking, has anybody ever airdropped you a picture of their penis? Hello, who's this?
We found out Envy has gotten one.
I have.
Okay. Who's on the line?
Hello?
This is Tina.
Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling, Tina? Have you ever received an airdrop of a penis picture?
Unfortunately, yes.
What happened? Talk to us.
Okay, so I'm an Android user. I had just switched over to an iPhone. And I'm a very prudish person. Like, I don't like nudes. So I was literally sitting at a stoplight with my best friend. And there was this guy next to us, and he's looking at us, eyeballing us up and down. Literally 30 seconds later, I receive an airdrop. And of course, I opened it because I am a very curious person. So when I opened it and realized it was this dude's penis, I was like, what the hell? And we literally skirted off so fast, we actually ran the red light.
Goodness,
Jesus Christ.
I was very shook.
Can I ask you a question that I've been asking all morning, Queen? Why do y'all accept these airdrops from random people? Why do y'all open these things?
Because we're curious. We are curious. We're humans. We just get curious. Like, I avoid strangers at all costs. Don't get me wrong. But when you receive something like that from somebody, you're curious. I wish I wouldn't have opened it, but I was curious.
Yeah, and that's not avoiding strangers. And I don't want us acting like white women in horror movies. Okay, you can't be curious and go down that hallway where you know danger is intimate. Imminent.
It's funny because I am a white woman, but I don't go towards terror. I'm not a hero. I don't do none of that. So I really don't know why I opened it, because I probably typically wouldn't. Like, if it was a Snapchat from a dude, I'm not going to open it. Like, I know what's in there.
You said you're a white woman?
Yes, I'm white.
Your voice identifies as black.
My real name is actually Shantina, but people just call me Tina.
Shantina?
And you sound black?
Come on, now. You got a black daddy or something, Sean.
Yeah, your parents want you to be black.
You biracial, aren't you?
No, my mom is pure as they come. My dad is straight from England, so.
Wow, Sean.
They love black people a lot. You listened to a lot of hip-hop growing up, didn't you?
Yes, my husband is black.
Okay, so, all right. I'm like, damn, there ain't no way.
Got some black in you somehow.
I hear some sister in you.
I'm from Akron, but I moved to Dayton, so.
So that now you got some black in you. Okay, I respect it.
Have you ever thought that you might be transracial?
Yeah. It's funny because people tell me that all the time. Because I literally have an older sister who's biracial. And her name is Christina. And I'm white. And my name is Shantina. And people are like, did your mom, like, get your name mixed up or something? And I'm just like, nah. Like, that's just me. I'm me.
Shantina, have you ever used the N-word before? Have you ever used the N-word before, Shantina?
No.
Yes, you did. Wow. Yes, you did.
Wow.
Not on purpose, but there's no but in that situation because I'm not like that. I ride for my community, which is the Black community. I love my husband. I love everything about it. I love the culture. I hate it. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm not a fan of white people, so do not come for me, you guys.
Okay.
Do not
come for me.
And you love that transracial, y'all. Is your last name Jenkins?
What? No.
Okay, just making sure. All right, Shantina.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend.
I love you guys so much. AKA,
we love you too, Shantina.
Guys, every morning, especially Charlamagne and Angela. I love you all so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shantina. Appreciate you, Queen.
All right.
And I call her a queen, right?
Nubian.
White Nubian queen.
White Nubian queen.
Oh, man. The moral of the story is don't talk to strangers. Stop opening up these random airdrops from people. Why? We can't be that bored and we can't be that curious, man. Stop it.
I agree. I won't do it.
No,
anymore.
You don't agree.
Nah, that was just one time.
That picture? What did you do with that picture, sir?
I erased it.
You're a liar.
I did because I even looked for it because I was going to send it to you, but I don't even have it. I erased it.
Why would you send it to me?
So you could see it.
Why would I want to see it?
You would want to see it.
Wow.
No, not like that. You know what?
Wow. You said he was bent over with his face down, ass up, right?
I did say that.
And he was coming from Houston. And what y'all didn't hear is Envy said that the guy sent it to him and he had UGK Let Me See It playing in the background.
No, I did not say that. That's exactly what you said. Don't just make stuff up, man.
Oh, okay.
Let me go to recent deleted, see if it's there.
Oh, and it was the part when you heard, when you pop it from the back, you see the hairy hole.
Oh, you know what?
Send me that picture. Don't you send me that picture. Don't you send me that picture.
I found it.
I'm telling you right
not,
now. No. If you send me that picture, I'm putting it. If you send me that picture, I'm going to put it on Instagram and tell everybody DJ Envy send me the picture. Don't send me that picture. Okay, you're not going to send me that picture with the caption, enjoy your gay, bro. You're not going to do that to me today, okay? What's coming up in Rumor Report? It's New Music Friday. We got new music coming up, okay? We're going to tell you about new music from whoever put out new music. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I want to shout out to the new president of Hampton University. Today is his first day, so I want to salute him.
What's his name?
I want to get his name right. Hold on, I want to get his name. Darrell K. Williams, Lieutenant General Darrell K. Williams. He's the 13th president of Hampton University, and today is his first day. So I want to salute and congratulate him.
Salute Dr. Darrell Harvey. K. Williams.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Harvey, who's been there for the last, I guess, like 40, 50 years, retired this year. So just want to salute to the new president.
Welcome. The new president can finally make y'all like the real HU? Oh, that'll always be Howard's distinction.
No, we are the real H.U., and I didn't like all the shots they were taking at the BET Awards. Like, that was uncalled for. All that, oh, the real H.U., where's the real H.U.? You knew. That was uncalled for. I wish I was there. I would have ran up on stage like Kanye.
Well, that's the point. They had a Howard University alumni hosting the show. So Hampton alumni got to step their game up, so maybe they one day they can host the BET Awards. I'm just saying.
We'll see if Wanda Sykes is free next year. Maybe, you know, she's shooting so many movies and stuff. So we'll see.
I mean, but Wanda did do the Oscars, though. So
yes, she did.
Yeah, Wanda did the Oscars, see?
She didn't mention Hampton, though, when she did the Oscars, though. But it's all good. Wanda did the Oscars.
Well, nobody at the Oscars would know Hampton. You know, it's a very white event there.
It is. It's very, 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 very Caucasian. All right, but let's get to the rumors. Let's talk new music.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, it's New Music Friday. A lot of new music, and a lot of music is sounding so damn good. Let's get to the first one. This is City Girls featuring Usher. It's called Good Love.
Woo! Hey, man. City Girls can't do no wrong in my eyes. Young Miami and JT be snapping. I love the music they make. What's that they sample? What sample is that? You say you wanna,
I don't know, but it feels like that.
You know what that is. Why can I not remember this classic record?
I don't know.
I love when JT says, hands on your knees, hands on your knees. If the nigga broke, then make that ass freeze. Hey.
What is wrong with you? Gucci Mane released a new record with Lil Baby. And I believe it's called All the Chains. I told him the part to put. I said, play Gucci's whole part, because Gucci was going in. He talks about the lyrics being used in songs. I told him to use the Gucci part.
It sounded like it faded out as soon as he said it. Oh, Lathan Freaky. That's what that was. That Freaky sample. Lathan Freaky. You like a little.
All right. Well, DJ Drama got a new joint. This features Capella Gray, Fabolous, and Jim Jones. Also, Benny the Butcher is on that as well, and he's dedicating his first single to K Slay. So, shout to DJ Drama.
Drama's dropping a new album.
Yeah, he's dropping a new album. That's the first single off the album. Also, Hood Celebrity. Hood Celebrity has a new record called Sign. Shout to Hood Celebrity. Also, Joey Badass, he got a new joint. It's called Where I Belong. Can we play that too? And lastly, shout to Earth Gang. You know, Earth Gang with the Hampton University with me.
Love Earth Gang.
They got a new record out.
They did not go with you. You 57 years old. Them kids is in their 20s. Talk about they
I'm not 57. I didn't say they go went the same time with me. I just said they went to Hampton University like I did as well. The real
That's
H-U.
Not what you said. You said they went to school with me. I'm like, well, if you don't shut up.
All right.
Salute to Earth Gang. I love Earth Gang. And they did not go to school with DJ Envy unless there was some type of Big Brother program and you was there as a mentor. Because you had to be well into your 40s when they was at Hampton.
I definitely wasn't well in my 40s when they was at Hampton, you idiot.
Hands on your knees, hands on your knees. If the nigga broke, then make that ass freeze. Play that JT. Play that City Girls, man. Let that City Girls fly for the one time.
All right. Well, you guys have a great... Oh, I'm going to say we're getting into the mix, the People's Choice mix, all right?
What's your first song in the People's Choice mix?
You want to play the...
Yes, play City a little Girls, bit of, Good Love featuring City Girls. Usher. Hands on your knees, hands on your knees. If the nigga broke, then make that ass freeze. Man, boy, they be shaming these broke people during inflation.
My goodness. All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
A great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm this summer. Right now, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to win your dream bedroom suite, valued up to $2,500, plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And I think we're less than 8 days away from my car show in Atlanta. I'm super duper excited. Every year we do a car show, we do it differently. And the reason we do the car shows is for family fun. I got 6 kids. So we just try to create an environment where everybody can have a good time. The oldest kids, the youngest kids. So there's gaming, there's video games. We teach the kids how to double dutch. NASCAR comes. One of the few black NASCAR teams. They come with the pit crew, show the kids how to change the flat tires. We're actually going to have a roller skating rink in the club. So we're going to make it like ATL. So the car show is going to be around the roller skating rink. They're going to be skates there and all that. So you can get skates while you're there and roller skate. Just have a little fun. So that is next week. And if you want to put your car in the show, please. It's not only about the exotics, the dunks, and all those other cars. We want your car that you put your hard-earned money. If you got a Honda, you put rims on it, system, and it's nice and beautiful. We want cars like that as well. We want to show a little bit of everything. So the show is next Saturday. If you haven't got your tickets, click the link in my bio. Would love to see you. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. I want everybody to remember this going into the weekend. It takes time for a lot of us to get to this space, especially in this era where everybody's seeking validation from so many different people, because just that's just the way this system is designed, especially with social media. But I just want to let y'all know, man, that no matter what society says, it's okay to be like, nah, that ain't for me.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.